You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world? You've got Nightline with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
Now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, and all the way across the state is Pete Schwabba in Christmas City Town, USA. We are here on the Civic Media Network. We're here with you tonight. We have Dominic inside the studios of our headquarters in Madison, and we are with you. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be talking about a quiz about Goodwill, and then Pete and Greg get to know each other. We got a helpful tip coming up in a little bit, and then we are going to talk now about the question of the night. So, Dom, if you would please, play the music.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you think is the worst song ever? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can drop a comment on the live stream. We want to know from you because Rolling Stone came out with the worst songs of all times. And Pete, what was the worst song of all time?
The worst song of the 60s, according to Rolling Stone, was Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
So we want to hear from you. We want to know from you what the worst song of all time. We have some comments on the text line coming in right now. Nick in Marshall, listening on WMDX, says, Go Away, Little Girl by Donny Osmond. That's just not fun. That's not fun at all.
It's just wrong.
No. Yeah. Pete, what about you? Do you have a worst song?
I do. The one I put on social media I kind of broke this down like songs I just hate that I feel like they're mailing it in, because there are probably worse songs than this, but one of them is Love in an Elevator.
Yeah.
And songs like that, and like Lick It Up by Kiss, songs that are overtly sexual are just so stupid and really bother me.
I mean, that's basically most of the 80s hair metal, hard rock back in those days. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there are some that I like some of the Motley Crue tunes, Girl Don't Go Away Mad, or Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Like, I think there are ways to do it and to sing about love or sex or whatever, but when it's that overt, I can't do it. I also have other candidates that I think are just kind of bad, but maybe not the worst ever, like Mr. Roboto, a really hard song for me to listen to. and then a song like We Built This City by Starship, Jefferson Starship, where a lot of people put that on their list. I don't think it's a little poppy. If that was like a dude or a girl with a acoustic guitar singing about the old days and how they, you know, it's all in the composition too, as to whether something can be good or bad, in my opinion. What about you?
Well, first of all, it was Starship, not Jefferson Starship. So let's give credit where credit's due. They dropped the Jefferson portion. But I think for me, like, one that always hits, and I get a lot of flack for it because a lot of people like this band, I don't like the song Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
Semi-Charmed Life. I'm trying to think what that
is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know that song, and I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to get sued. But it's just a song that just, I don't know. There are certain pop songs out there that just grate on me, and that's one of them. So for me personally, I'm like, oh, this one, please turn the dial. I just really dislike that song. Dom, what about you? What's a song that you like, a song or songs?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Pitbull. So I really do not like the song Timber. I'm not a big fan of Pitbull. I've never been a big fan, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all, whenever I sign into IMDb Pro, Pitbull is all over the margins. I don't know what's going on there, but he is, his publicist is working overtime. Aaron Zommer is in the 920, our pal, is he still sitting next to you, Dom?
Yes, he is.
There he is. Hey, buddy.
Hey, look, it's, hey, everybody, it's Aaron Zammers. He's on the show.
He says, here. For worst song, I think I'll go with Everybody's Bro by Jake Paul and Team 10.
Or see, It's Everyday that, Bro.
I didn't even know he had a song.
Yeah, and he that, did that a while obviously, ago. Yeah. It's a YouTube song about being YouTubers, and it's full of lies, and it's badly written and poorly performed. It features lines such as, England is my city. I'll just let that, just think about that for a moment.
He is such a
let
knob.
That sink in.
I really like oatmeal. Deal with it, haters.
England, notably, not a city, but yeah. A country.
Fair point. That's actually also another, I didn't even think about that for a moment. I just thought about the pure stew. Even if it was like London is my, I'd be like, it's still a dumb line. It doesn't matter if it was a city or not.
It's just, it's
my favorite city, Africa.
Aaron said also, I hesitate to even bring up most of the songs I hate because Dom might actually play them and ruin my night.
That might be true. That might be true as well. Right. I'm sorry, Dom.
Fair enough.
Let's see here. We also got another text from John in Oshkosh listening to WISS says, most Kiss songs are qualified for this award. Ooh. And you know what? John, I'm right there with you. We were talking about overrated bands last week. Kiss is just a group that I do not enjoy. I think I Was Made for Loving You. Yeah. And I think the reason why I like that song is because I enjoy disco music. So for me, even the worst Kiss discos, Kisco, if you will, I will listen to that song, but I won't listen to Detroit Rock City.
I have to admit, that was Kiss Destroyer was like the first album. That and Deep Purple Machine Head, because metal was kind of thing. But I did like some of those early Kiss songs, but they got so bad as they got older. I will say this. I Was Made for Loving You, Baby. That is a good song. Do yourself a favor and Google Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, singing that song with Kiss doing Broadway dance moves around her. It is surreal. But she is amazing. And she's incredible in that song. And she's like kind of sexy and fun and laid back. And Kiss is just prancing around. I don't know what is going on. It was late in their career. And they needed some pub, I guess. It was awful.
Also, she's a worthy follow on Twitter. If you're still on Twitter, follow Linda Carter.
Is that right? Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She's so good.
I love her.
She takes Linda Carter, Valerie Bertinelli, and Nancy Sinatra. Just do not take guff at all. And Valerie Bertinelli specifically, when people come after her son, Wolfgang Van Halen, she just will strike with the claws. She does not care. She does not stand for people making fun of her kid, and she does not take guff. So, yeah, if you're still on the Twitter, Linda Carter, Nancy Sinatra, Valerie Bertinelli, three of them you want.
Listen, Linda Carter, I mean, I've had kind of a crush on her since she was Wonder Woman, like everybody did. Mm-hmm. But she's probably, I don't know, in her 70s now, and I got to be honest, I still dig her in the big way.
Oh. Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I still dig her in the bit. What is it? Okay, you know what? Nope, you're right. You know what, Pete? Live your life. Live your life. Live your life.
It. Sometimes those crushes never go away. She's great.
I don't disagree with that. Completely. Tom in Hartford listening to WAUK says, anything by the Jackson 5?
Wow.
Really?
That's you know what? That's a good take. I respect that. I don't agree with it, but good for Tom speaking up like that. Taking a controversial stand.
Are there any songs on the list, Pete, that you saw and you're like, no, this is, I like this, because that's the thing too, is like, I think there are songs we can all come together and say this song is trash, but then there are tunes where I mentioned this before, you know, if you listen to the old Pat Kreitlow show. I love the song "Wonderful Christmas Time" by Paul McCartney. It's my top three Christmas songs.
Okay.
And he hated that song with a blinding white heat. But I know there are people who don't like it either. But I'm like, I love this song. I listen to it anytime it's on the radio. It makes me happy and makes me feel cheerful for Christmas time. And there's just some tunes out there. I don't care how much you hate it, I love them. So.
You know, I'm like that with Mariah Carey's song, and we've talked about that ad nauseum on Nightlight months ago. I stuck to my guns. Every time that song is on, how often do you get a new Christmas tune that's good? I like it. I know it's overplayed, and mostly the complaints about that song or the dislike was because it's overplayed. But that's one I think that is kind of polarizing.
Also, I think if it was so bad, it wouldn't top the charts every single Christmas.
Right.
If it was bad, no one would care anymore, and we'd move on to something else. There's a reason why it charts number one every year. It's because it is maybe the perfect pop Christmas song, period.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it just, and that's how I feel.
Achy Breaky Heart makes that a lot of bad song lists. I would agree with that. The first time I heard it, I was like, hey, this is kind of catchy. By the 10th time, I wanted to kill myself. So that's a big range right there.
That's a huge range. I never liked that song just because I felt like, oh, this isn't country. This is like trying to be. It's like when that song, you know, Honky Tonk Badonka Donk came out. You're like, what are you doing? What are we doing right now? We don't need to have this song. Jake in Milwaukee listening says Rebecca Black's song Friday, which was, I think, universally celebrated as like one of the worst songs ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a song that like this young woman did. It was literally just about it being Friday, and she was happy, and she was going to hang. It was a 16-year-old girl, and when it came out, the internet does what it does best, and it destroys her as a child. But she's still living life. She's still living. She's, you know, I think she understands who she is in the world, and that's great. But yeah, it was auto-tuned, and it like one of the things like, oh, the songwriting's so simple. I'm like, it's a song sung from the point of view of a 16-year-old about how much she's excited that it's Friday. How complex do you really want that?
Right. Where's she supposed to elaborate on that and find layers?
Yeah. There could really be some Fitzgerald influence here, but I'm not feeling it, everybody. I'm really not feeling it. Just feels like she's happy it's Friday.
Friend of the show, Boris Hamilton, says, this is a great one, Shut Up at Your Face by Joe Dolce. I don't know if I think I pronounced that wrong. And then another friend of the show and my pal Mike Schmidt says, Boris Hamilton, hey, what's the matter you? And then another guy responds to Mike and says, why you look so sad? I love when there's a conversation going on.
What is happening
night,
right now?
Aaron
Zommers also said, if by quote bad, you mean quote hard to listen to, anything by Captain Beefheart and his magic band will apply. I recommend Frownland. The opening track to his album Trout Mask Replica, which is probably his most famous album, especially for the cover. I really enjoy Captain Beefheart because it's so weird and out there. Like, I feel like it's challenging on purpose, and I enjoy that. Same reason why I like Frank Zappa and a lot of prog music too. It's just very challenging. And the metal band Meshuggah.
Daniel Wheeler on social media says, well, that's subjective, of course. I'm guessing they had a comprehensive analysis as to why, but you can't discredit the earworm factor. I've already sung the chorus in my head twice as I type this, a bubblegum chorus so catchy, should have merit. I don't know that song. Do you, Greg?
What song is it called?
Earworm factor.
Well, that's just earworm factor is like, you know,
when you gotta
get stuck in your head. Yeah. Did he actually mention the song title?
I don't see a song.
Okay.
But you can't. I've already sung the. Yeah, I don't. Daniel, we need clarification. Thank you.
Yeah, clarification.
That's Danny Wheels.
Danny Wheels.
Danny Wheels.
No relation to Steven Tyres.
Correct.
We're going to take a really quick moment to grab some snacks, grab some hydration. Please let us know the song you like the least. You can still call, text in. Get the Civic Media app. You can call or text through there. Leave a comment on the live stream. Leave a comment on social media. We are currently on Facebook and Instagram, but we're going to talk more about this. And then coming up after the break, we're going to get a quiz on Goodwill. Apparently, Goodwill won't take some things, and Dom has prepared a quiz for. I know.
Dear. That's ridiculous.
I may have my own stories on that, too. But all that coming back and more, you're watching or listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
I cannot go back to your family. I cannot go back to your family.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Like E.T. Selling out arenas just to see me. Wrist so icy like Fiji. Y'all already know it's the A.B.
6 figures I was only four. 6 figures I was only four. So many.
Welcome back, and we're very sorry for that music, whatever that was. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. I'm Greg Bach, and across the state from me is Pete Schwabe. Dom doing the worst job at producing right now.
In a good Madison. Way. That's what, like saying what, bad, yeah.
Was that the Jake Paul song?
No, that was the six-figure Justin Roberts song that Zomers has recommended, and I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know why.
That's that doesn't sound like the recommendation of a friend. Well, we are here on the Civic Media Network. We are here tonight until 7 p.m. We got so much more coming up, including Pete and Greg get to know each other, a handy tip from Pete and Greg, and another segment with Pete and Greg, because I just like things in three. But right now, don't forget, you can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Also, you can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. Why I'm telling you all this, I'm glad you asked. You can let us know what you think the worst song ever is. Go ahead and drop that information wherever you can get in touch with us, including the Civic Media app, where you can call, text, and leave a voice note. Did we have any other songs that came through before we get into the quiz? I think it says here, Tom in Hartford, listening on WAUK, gets back to us as that song, that 80s song about a lady singing about driving a car.
Freeway of Love?
I was thinking Fast Car by Tracy. There were a lot of...
Oh, that's a great song.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, 80s had a lot of car-based songs.
True.
There's a lot of songs about cars back then. So you can apply that however you see fit. So please let us know. Oh, I think, actually, I'm going to guess he's talking about Fast Car by Tracy Chapman because he also said very monotone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that song, though.
I love that song, too. It's beautiful. It's...
Mike Desitel says, things get a little easier by Think. Patrick Mines says, watch me whip, watch me nay nay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brian Cashin on social media says, anything by Supertramp. Interesting.
What?
Our pal Paul Vandenplas, friend of the show from wonderfully Wisconsin, he does a wonderful job, says, who let the dogs out? My Baja Man, awful, just awful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got a few more. We'll read
it's great
later,
at a wedding. It's great at a wedding. That song works at a wedding. Nowhere else.
Because that gets people that don't typically dance out on the dance floor.
Yes. Yeah, oh, I like that song, who let the dogs?
Yeah.
There's dogs coming out. Someone left the gate open.
Right.
There's an open bar. All right. All right, now it's time. Okay, so you came across a story, Pete, that you didn't read, that I didn't read.
Because on
purpose. Because we are very informed. We are not journalists.
Correct.
This is regarding a story on the things that Goodwill will and will not take. And we thought, what better way to talk about this than to turn it into a quiz run by producer Dom?
All right. Okay, so tonight we're going to be playing some Will Goodwill Take It, all right?
This is a contest, by the way.
This is
Pete against Greg, Greg against Pete. It's out there. It's on.
The Let's battle go. For supremacy.
This is going to be some good competition. Yes. All right. So I'll describe an item, and you both decide, yes, Goodwill will take it, or no, they won't, okay? And after your answer, I'll reveal the correct answer, okay? You guys ready?
Okay. Lay it on.
All right. First question, true or false? Goodwill.
False.
Goodwill will accept a queen size mattress that looks clean and has no stains. True.
False.
Or false? Greg says false.
I'll say true.
You'll say true. Okay. So Goodwill will accept a queen size mattress that will look clean and has no stains. That is false. That is false. 1-0 to Pete. Come on, Pete.
Dom, you kind of built that up like I was right. You kind of came out of the gate.
Yeah,
like
he did. And then he tore you down.
No, I got to switch it up, you know? All right. Second question.
All right.
True or false? Goodwill, you can donate a partially used gallon can of interior wall paint. True or false at Goodwill?
That has to be false.
I'm going to go with false as well.
False. All right. So you guys went false. That question is correct. You guys both get a point there. One for Greg, one for Pete. Okay.
Great music, by the way, Dom. I love it.
I'm trying out here, you know. I'm doing something.
Well done.
All right, next question. True or false? You can donate a stack of hardcover mystery novels at Goodwill. True or false?
True.
That is also correct. Good job, guys. Good job.
Thank you.
That's another point. Okay.
Greg is up 3-2.
He is up three to two. A few more questions left. True or false?
Yeah.
Goodwill will take a baby car seat that is 2 years old and looks brand new. True or false? Really thinking here.
I'm gonna say false, and I don't know why.
Say false. They
will or will not take a baby car seat that's 2 years old and looks new, mm-hmm. right? That was the question?
That's the question.
I'll say true. They will take it.
That is incorrect by Greg. Pete got it. It is false.
Come on!
Pete gets
the point.
You guys are tied. Right. I think we have time for one more question since you guys are tied.
Let's go.
This is the final one. True or false? You can donate a countertop toaster oven from Goodwill. True or false?
From Goodwill?
For Goodwill.
False.
Yeah, to Goodwill.
You cannot. False, you cannot.
Greg says false.
Go right for it.
Read the question again, please.
You can donate a countertop toaster oven. True or false?
True.
And Pete is the winner. It is true.
Dang it!
It is true. Congrats, Pete. Pete wins. Greg, you tried your best, man. What else can I say?
Hey, both of you. Shut up. The reason why I thought, okay, because the thing is in the last minute we have before we have to go to our news break is that I went to Goodwill when we moved into our house with just end tables. And the guy said, we don't take those. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, we don't take that furniture. I'm like, what do you mean? So I had no idea what was and what wasn't with regard to Goodwill. So it kind of feels like a crapshoot. So
that's weird with the end tables.
Well, that's fine. We'll come back again with this and rematch.
I got my bike story I can work in. Maybe that'll be the last segment or something. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to do a little game called Pete and Greg Get to Know Each Other, where we ask each other questions, get some real answers, find out more by sticking around, listening, and watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the state from me is Mr. Pete Schwabe. Dom Lee is in Madison on the ones and twos, and we are here for you tonight for a little bit longer here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. What is the worst song ever according to you? You can always call or text that in via the Civic Media app, via your phone. You can go on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram, all different ways to let us know what you think the worst song is. We just got done with a very, very rigged quiz, and Pete, quote, won, so that's nice. Join us again another time when we have a quiz, I guess, if that ever happens again.
It's sad how much of a self-esteem boost that was winning that quiz.
Yeah, it must feel really good to be smart.
It was close.
No one asked you for help. All right, so.
Before we get to our next awesome little conversation piece here, I want to say Jack from Miramax is candidate for worst song, Purple People Eater.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then Nick from Marshall says, got two more for you guys. Yellow Man, Wreck a Pum Pum. He says, look up definition after the show. I might have just said something inappropriate. I have no idea. And Buju Banton, Love Me Browning. I don't understand any of that text.
I feel like they're just making up stuff up. They're messing with you.
Nick's doing freestyle text.
It's a free jazz. It's free jazz improv, baby.
That's right.
So we thought to ourselves, we were sitting in a room, don't ask us where it was, none of your business, but we were sitting in a room talking about the fact that, we've been doing Nightlight 2.0 for almost 2.5 weeks now, and we're having a good time, and Pete and I have been on each other's shows, we've had conversations, we've met up a few times, it's nice, but we don't really know each other yet, and we thought, what better way to get to know each other than to ask each other some questions right here on the show? So Pete and I have prepared questions. Neither one of us know them. They can go super deep. They can be super shallow. It depends on how you're feeling in the moment. But we have questions for each other. Dom, do we have music for that? Did you get music for that?
We have a little bit of we have a little bit of music. Maybe something like this.
I'll try to do that Goodwill music.
Oh boy.
maybe
oh, right.
We can change.
Oh.
I can also hear a bad Steve Harvey joke.
100 people say, and then you just look at the camera like Jim from The Office. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, how about a joke, not just a look? We know something was said there. You're supposed to say something about it.
The joke is in the body language. It's like crowd work. You don't have to be funny. You just have to be able to, like, hey, what do you do for a living? And that's it. That's comedy. Right. All right, so I said that I would go first.
Okay.
And these are questions that I have curated for Mr. Peter Ilyanovich Rasputin-Schwaba. And we're going to start.
Sounds like you know me a little more than you thought you did.
Well, you know, files are easy to break into, and your house is not far away. So here's question number one. Start real easy. Pete Schwaba, where were you born and raised?
I was born at St. Joseph's Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, and raised on the northwest side of Chicago till I was 12. Then I moved to Marinette, Wisconsin, Christmas City, USA, for junior high and high school. And that's where I live now.
Excellent. All right. Wow, all right. Excellent. And you said you went to Catholic school, right?
I did. I went to Our Lady of Victory School in Chicago, which is now closed. And then I went to Holy Family School here, Catholic Central High School, which is 150 years old, right down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to DePaul University. That's a lot of Catholicism.
That's too six. Much. My sister has 16 years. I only have 12. So you guys are once again better than me. Yes. all right. Question number two, Pete Schwaba. This is getting to know Pete Schwaba.
Okay.
Not including your parents or siblings, who is one of your favorite family members and why?
Ooh. I mean, should we take kids out of the equation? Wife?
Nobody. Yeah. No, okay. No, can't be family. Your wife. Can't be family. Can't be like mom, dad, siblings, wife, or kids. Has to be like aunt, uncle, cousin, someone like that.
That's great. I will say my Aunt Trish, because she's only like 5 years older than me. She's my dad's youngest sibling.
Yeah.
There's like 18 years, big family. And she was around us a lot when I was a kid, and we're still tight, and she's awesome. And my Aunt Tricia.
Nice. All right. Yeah. This is question number three in getting to know Pete Schwaba. What was the stand-up gig that you remember for being so amazing or so bad? Your choice, either one.
Amazing or bad?
Yep.
Stand-up.
Yep.
Comedy?
Yeah.
I remember there were these. I was working the south side of Chicago, and it was an okay room. I think it was called the Comedy Hook or something. But there was this table full of gangbangers right next to the stage, and they gave me nothing. Now, they didn't talk. They didn't heckle or anything. They just gave me nothing. And when I got off the stage, I walked past their table, and I hear one of them lean over to his buddy and goes, "Finally."
Oh, man.
And then I had another horrible gig in Traverse City, Michigan, where the woman where did you ever work for John Yoder? Probably wasn't around when you started.
I worked for the Yoders. Yeah, I did funny business.
So they had a room in Traverse City, and it was so depressing. And the guy had a bad rug, and I think his wife had a rug too. And I got off, and it was just whatever. The crowd was whatever. And the woman behind the bar, the co-owner, says, "We need cream." I go, "What?" She goes, "She wanted me to go to the store to get them cream." While the headliner was on. I think it was Jimmy Pardo. So I get in the car. I go to get them cream. I come back, and they grade everybody. Like, they report back to Yoder. They give you a grade. She gave me a C. Even though I went to get them, I went grocery shopping for them, and I got a C grade. So those are too bad.
I don't accept criticism from bookers or owners. Nope, you don't get to judge me. I've had enough bad experiences with those people. All right, question number four on this edition of Getting to Know Pete Schwaba. What is something about you that most people don't know? I like a hobby or a talent or something like that.
I took martial arts for 10 years, maybe.
Whoa.
That.
Yeah, there you go.
Forgot it all.
Can you beat me up or...
I don't think I need martial arts for that, Dom. Let's be honest.
Wow.
No, Dom's Italian. I'm not going after Dom. What am I, crazy? Yeah,
that just feels also very... It's in the family.
There's Jimmy John's guys after me. let that sink in. I will say, and also I play, I don't know, Greg. I've been happy everywhere I've lived. Let me say that. I love Chicago. Okay. I loved L.A. I love Marinette, Christmas City, USA. That's something people might not. I'm a very positive guy.
All right, and then final question, and getting to know Pete Schwaba. In the world of entertainment and art, what is one thing you still want to do?
Make another movie.
Okay.
Awesome. I mean, I would say that this show, this is already on, so I won't say anything radio related.
Yeah,
I'm having a blast doing radio.
Yeah.
But I would say I have another project that's kind of close and with a good cast, and maybe it'll go, maybe it won't. That's the business. But I would love to make another movie at some point.
There we go, and that's it. Wow. We've gotten to know Pete Schwabe.
Wow.
Yay!
I had only one similar question.
That's fine.
But
they could all be the same questions. That's
the
fine.
Rest are a little bit, that's probably what we should have done, Greg. Because now I look like I'm fishing for information.
That's fine.
All right.
My social security number is 842.
Greg Bach, here's the only question. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which for those who don't know is about 20 minutes west of Milwaukee. I was born and raised there until I was 19 years old.
Oh, nice.
And I went to St. Mary's. I'll add, because I also have the experience, I went to St. Mary's Elementary School, St. Joseph's Middle School, and Catholic Memorial High School.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. You got a little Catholic.
I mean, altar boy, youth minister. I put my time in.
Just enough to be dangerous. I was an altar boy too, so we got that going for us.
Yeah,
we
do which an altar is nice.
Segment. Question number two for Mr. Greg Bach. What country would you live in if you couldn't live in America?
Japan.
Really? Nice. Wow, that was not even a hesitation there.
Japan, immediately. I would live in Japan.
Yeah. Have you been there, I assume?
Never. I want to go there someday. I'd love to go to Japan.
Wow.
There's something about Japan that just speaks to me, and I would live there immediately.
Can I ask what city?
I could say Tokyo. That'd probably be the easiest as an American who doesn't speak the language. But if I had my druthers, I'd really learn the language, and I'd live in a village. I would live somewhere off, off the grid, but just not in a big city.
I love that answer. That is outstanding.
Thank you.
Have you ever committed a crime?
Only breaking hearts. Yeah, probably. I can't think of anything that's been chargeable or like arrestable, but I'm sure I've committed crimes. I've jaywalked, sped, things like that. But I've never done anything that like I've been brought in for questioning.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. All right. Question number five. Dom, have you ever, let's get Dom in on this quick. Have you ever committed a crime?
I have. Oh, gosh.
You stole from a Jimmy John's.
I did. That's what I did. Steal from Office Max. I took a few pens. And
you did?
Yeah, I did. I shoplifted. Okay. I don't know.
The sway? All right. He's a rebel. All right. Question number. Is this three or four?
I think this is four.
Four.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the worst injury you've ever had?
That's very interesting you ask, because I have never broken a bone in my body. I've never had a surgery, and I've never had I have done so many things to myself. I should have died like five times. I'm not kidding you. Like I have fallen off my bike at like 20 feet in the air. I have been hit by a city metro bus in Waukesha when I was 12. I've done a lot to my body, and I've never broken a single bone. I would probably say the bus accident with my bike was the worst, but I only sprained my shoulders and my ankle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So that would probably be the worst thing I ever did.
Jeez, you just reminded me of a joke I used to do with my act about surviving a plane crash. Everybody else died. I escaped with a sprained ankle.
Ow, my ankle! Ow!
Changed my hoop game forever. What life moment? This is number five, and I got a bonus question.
I have a bonus question as well.
Love it. Bring it. Okay. What moment in your life are you most proud of?
Oh, man. That's an interesting, what moment? I mean, I know it's going to sound cheesy, but like everything that has to do with my wife, marrying her, asking her to marry me, there's a lot of stories that go with that. But like for me, she is the most important person in my life, and she has helped me to become who I am. And all the things that I've done for myself in the past few years are because of her support and love and like confidence in me. So I'd have to say just like, getting the guts to actually put myself out there for her to be in a relationship with me, and then knowing that I wanted to marry her. So basically my wife, she is the greatest, most proud thing in my life. That's
great answer.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Is she listening? Yeah.
Not at all. She hates this show. Oh, my gosh. Things are so crass.
She's at her boyfriend's tonight.
Hey!
That was a very sweet answer, Greg. I like that.
I like how you, the true comedian there, took a moment and just undercut it. So.
I'm sorry.
What we could do is we could hold and do bonus questions at the end. And you still, I feel like you still have a story about Goodwill and a bike.
Okay, here's my story. That's a great idea. So I donated, we had all these kid bikes in our garage. Yeah. My wife said, oh, that's a music killer now?
Yeah.
All right, so my wife said, you need to take those bikes to Goodwill. So I took three of them to Goodwill, keeping one for my daughter. And she goes, you took the pink bike? I go, yeah. She goes, no, I want a bike here for when her friend comes over. I'm like, all right, so now I got to go back to Goodwill and try to get the bike I just donated back. And
that
the guy's not having it.
Uncomfortable.
He goes, I'm sorry, we don't do that. I go, I literally just dropped it off 20 minutes ago. It was a mistake. Can we just look the other way? Let me just have the bike back. Yeah. I don't think there are regulations here or anything. The guy goes, I can't do it. He goes, I could sell it to you for like $5. Yeah. I go, you want me to pay $5 for a bike I just dropped off? And this is what he said. He goes, it's a nice bike. I'm like, I know, you numbskull. I just dropped it off. That's a true story.
You know what, then? Give me $7 there. All right, when we come back, we are going to do the bonus questions that we both wrote without consultation here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
Rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the state from me is Mr. Pete Schwabe. We are coming to you live from various parts of Wisconsin, along with Dom Lee in Madison at our headquarters on the ones and twos. We're so happy you're joining us this evening. We would love to hear from you. If you still want to drop your thoughts on the worst song ever, you can feel free to call, text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or send it to us via our social medias. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You can do that anytime you want. Well, before the show is over. I really don't want to be like, not in like 7 years. Get on it. Seriously, don't get lazy.
Too long. And you can't mail stuff in either. You got to use social media.
Exactly. So we are here talking about, we are coming towards the end of another show, a great show here on Tuesday. I keep on thinking today's Wednesday, but it's actually Tuesday. But speaking of Wednesday, tomorrow we'll be right back here from 5 to 7. Our guests are going to be Andrew Trexler, who is the assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And we're going to be talking about how to navigate politics in the current information landscape. And then in the second hour, talking to Tom Castle, who is a singer-songwriter, onstage performer. He has got a show coming up at the end of this month called Dan Seavey, Confessions of a Great Lakes Pirate. So we'll be talking more with, we'll be doing that tomorrow. But right now, we have bonus questions. See, we just got done asking each other, Pete and I asking questions about each other. And I prepared a bonus question just in case. And Pete prepared a bonus question as well. So we're going to ask those. We're going to answer those questions. We're going to do some more comments from the live stream and the texters. And we're probably going to get on here. So, Pete, you go first this time. What is your bonus question?
My bonus question came to me earlier in the show when you were talking about a friend crush. And we had that fun discussion, which, Don, you might want to clip that. Don, you might want to clip that for promo.
No, I will.
Who is your friend crush, Greg?
Can I qualify it really quick?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like in real life? You're talking celebrities.
Oh, whoever you want to be friends with. It could be either. Yeah.
Gosh. Honestly, when it comes to, actually, one of my best friends, his father. I got to meet him recently, and he's just a really cool guy. And he's like real, just down home, just not a big talker. Loves woodworking. Loves hanging out. Loves his kids. Loves his grandkids. And he's just really, he's one of those guys, really quiet but really funny. And yeah, I would totally hang out with him in an instant and be like, let's go grab some dinner and just probably not talk too much because he's not much of a talker. But yeah, totally. Yeah, my buddy's dad.
Great answer, dude.
Okay. Pete, bonus question for you. If money was no object, you would do what? Keep it clean.
You know what? I would, if money were no object, I would make sure my kids were set up if they needed it. And I would just try to help as many people as I could that are down on their luck right now, whether it's food or shelter or whatever. I don't even know what that looks like. Yeah. I would consult people and say, how do I disperse this money and help people? But for selfish reasons, I would take care of my immediate family or people who are in need and not expect it back. Give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's this thing, oh, we never let friends borrow money. Give it to them. You know.
No, no, I agree. Yeah. Oh, God. I so agree. I don't think it's selfish either to set your family up. Because if you are, especially if money is no object, I'm the same way. I make sure that the things that are paid off are getting paid off. I make sure that college loans are paid off. I'm making sure that people are just good to go for a while. And then once that's done, it's going to be come over to Greg's house, get a check. What do you need it for? If we're talking money is no object, we're talking like billions. I'm like, you need new teeth? I'm going to buy you some new teeth. There you go.
There you go. But, and it would be fun to randomly select a person occasionally and just cover their debt. Like, yes. Just to see the look on their face, you know.
Who was I reading about? There's an actor who was talking. Oh, the guy, Kunal Nayar. I think that's his last name. He was on The Big Bang Theory. He played Raj. He goes on GoFundMe and just pays for people's stuff because he's so rich. He's got so much Big Bang money. God. That he's like, yeah, I just go on GoFundMe. I find worthwhile campaigns and I just pay for them. That's it.
Cut to 5 years from now. I've got all the money I need and I'm on a drug bender. And yeah, I like to think that's what I would do though. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like we should have another installment of getting to know Greg and Pete again down the road. Cause that was fun.
Yeah, but we just scratched the surface. We got
exactly. We only scratched our surfaces.
That's right. On social media, Scott Thompson says, make me say, ooh, with lyrics such as, this is a snack, not a meal by Mark Wahlberg, singing with the Funky Bunch. Oh, get out of here. Also, Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips. I'll take that over Mark Wahlberg, Scott. I'm with you. Compared to both, I'd rather have yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy, Scott in the 608. Wonderfully Wisconsin, Paul Vandenplas also said, who let the dogs out? Oh, I already read that. I'm sorry. Brandon says, Wonderfully Wisconsin, I've taken a liking to that song recently because of my dog. But yeah, just saying, the song gets in your head. Ian MacArthur, Disco Duck, curse you, Rick Dees. Oh. Paul Vandenplas again, dead skunk in the middle of the road. I don't know if that's some kind of distress signal if he was driving or if that's an actual song, but another great text from Paul. And finally, Richard Vargas says, MacArthur Park by Richard Harris. If what? I die and wake up to the sounds of this disgusting, utter failure to make music ever, I'll know I'm not in heaven. He must have been hurt by Richard Harris. That's all I can think of.
Wow, that was not just like your opinion, but your opinion wrapped around a lot of right. pain there. There was a lot of pain. And then finally, Sydney Politics on the live stream says Rude by Magic. So Magic is the group. The song is called Rude. I've never heard of either.
I don't know that one either.
And also, Sydney, Happy New Year's. All right, folks.
Nice, Greg.
On behalf of Pete and myself, I want to thank Dom. I want to thank Tucker, Engineering and Traffic. Without you, nothing works. These microphones are not turned on. I want to thank everybody who called, texted, got in touch on the live stream, whatever you did to be part of the show. Thank you. Without you, there's no us. And I want to just thank everyone for listening. Regardless, we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Again, we're talking to Tom Castle and Andrew Trexler. We'll be back right here at 5 p.m. But Pete, do you want to say the words that you always say to say what you need to say?
Thanks, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
Good night, folks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.